Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Well, the day has finally come. It's time to reveal the winner of our migration contest. Now, you may remember that to celebrate the new animated family comedy Migration from Universal Pictures Home Entertainment and Illumination, we asked kids to send us stories about a character from your imagination who goes on an adventure of a lifetime, facing obstacles along the way. And boy, oh boy, did you respond. We got so many amazing stories, like, for instance, Through Space and Time, an epic mythology of the blobfish by 11-year-old Micah. And we also got a story called Molly and Emma's Big Adventure, written by, you guessed it, Molly and Emma, two sisters. And we got so many more. A huge thank you to everyone that sent us your stories. We're going to send every single one of you what we call story love, a note from us telling you how much we loved your story. And of course, we wish we could perform every single one, but alas, we could only choose one. And you'll hear it coming up right after the theme song and a few words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
I've been told I have an overactive imagination.
It makes me feel cozy.
Ding! Your pen and paper have arrived.
Don't worry about the bad stuff. Just think about positive vibes.
They write most of my stories for fun.
There's so much out there that we'll probably never know.
The Story Pirates.
All right. So just like in the movie Migration, the main character in this next story does indeed go on an adventure of a lifetime. And also just like in Migration, this character faces lots of obstacles along the way. 8 bajillion to be exact. And at the end of the story, the main character gets what they were looking for all along, a friend. But they also get some very unexpected things. Honestly, I bet you can't guess how this story is going to end. So, without further ado, here's the winning story of our migration contest, and here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is William. I am 11 years old and I live in Montana. This is my story, The Boy Who Wanted a Friend.
All right, vending machine, settle down. Daniel, you know you're not allowed to vend your products during class. Please restock that candy bar. We're vending machines, not animals.
Sorry, Miss Hot Cocoa Vending Machine.
Now, I trust you all had a great summer vacation and are excited to be back in school here in the fabulous town of Vendingville, the only town populated entirely by vending machines.
Yay!
That is, until now.
Huh?
Everyone, I'd like to introduce you to our newest student. Let's give a warm welcome to Jordan.
Hi, everyone.
Is that a...
A human boy? Yes, I am. And I know what you're all thinking. Why would you want to be friends with someone who isn't a vending machine? Well, don't worry. I'll make things real easy for you by not trying to make any friends at all. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jordan. I'm going to assume that this defeatist attitude of yours is just a regular human thing and move on with the school day.
Oh, I can't wait to get home. Mom, Dad, I'm home.
Jordan, how was your first day at vending machine school?
Did you make any friends?
Of course I didn't. Just like in the last town we moved to, and the town before that, and the town before that.
Oh, honey, did you even try this time?
Why did we have to come to Vendingville?
So your mom and I could work in the vending machine factory.
Someone has to fix the vending machines when they explode.
Do vending machines really explode that often?
Way more than you think.
Tomorrow is Take Your Kid to Work Day at the factory. You want to come see for yourself?
Do I have a choice?
Not really.
It'll be fun.
Great. I can't wait for tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, and here we are at the vending machine factory.
Jordan, it looks like a bunch of the vending machine kids from your school are here.
Oh, hey, Jordan.
You can stop right there, Daniel. I've been down this road before, and I know you're only talking to me to be nice.
No, I'm not. Hey, you want a candy bar? I have one stuck on my top row that didn't vend properly, but I'm sure if you shake me hard enough, it'll fall down. Here, I'll do it. There you go.
Daniel, we both know that you don't really want to be friends with me, so let's just drop it.
Now, Jordan, I'm sure Daniel was...
Oh, no! I've exploded!
Uh-oh. Looks like another vending machine has exploded. Come on, Carl. We gotta go fix it.
Looks like you're on your own for the day, buddy.
Help! My soda's everywhere!
Whatever. I'll just go explore this factory by myself. Gah! I wish I could get out of this town and explore the world on my own. Maybe then I'd finally find a friend.
Looking for a friend, eh?
Ah! You're the oldest vending machine I have ever seen. What are you doing here, in the back room?
When you've blown up as many times as I have, folks don't want to be around you.
You only have one product inside you. The package says, are you tired of not having friends? Yes, I am. Now, how does this work?
It's simple. If you eat it, it will take you to a dimension where everything is made out of math textbooks. Once there, you will be given 800 octillion different challenges. And if you pass every single one of them, you will gain a lot of friends. But a much easier path would probably be to just ask someone if they'd like to be a friend.
I'll take it. Here I go.
Good luck.
Whoa, what's happening?
Reality is melting away. Oh, no, I blew up again.
Oh, where am I?
Why, you're in math textbook world, of course, where everything is made out of math textbooks.
Are you a hot dog vendor?
Made out of math textbooks? Yep.
Would you like a hot dog?
Is it made out of math textbooks?
Yep.
Would you like a hot dog?
Listen, do you happen to know where the 800 octillion challenges are?
Nope.
Would you like a hot dog?
I'm gonna go.
All right, see you later. Oh, would you like a hot dog?
Sorry, I'm walking away.
All right, would you like a hot dog? Goodbye.
Man, I've been searching all over this math textbook world. Where are the challenges?
They're all around you, silly.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Tester, the test giver.
You must be desperate for a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Then you've come to the right place. We've figured out how to make friends in a way that doesn't involve being socially vulnerable in any way. We use math.
That is so much easier than, like, getting to know people. Why doesn't everyone do it this way?
Some people believe that making friends by simply being open with others is easier than solving 800 octillion challenges.
I find that hard to believe. Say, one question. How big is 800 octillion?
One octillion is a one followed by 27 zeros. That's a million times a billion times a trillion.
Huh. That's more than I thought.
Are you sure you don't want to just join a club or something?
No!
All right.
Then let the challenge begin!
Challenge one, what's one times one?
It's one!
Challenge two, what's two times one?
It's two!
Challenge three, what's two times 47?
94!
This kid's pretty good at math. 4 times 6?
24!
5 times 3?
15!
8 times 2 divided by 4?
That's 4!
The square root of 9,801!
99!
7 questions down and only 793 octillion more to go!
Bring it on!
And so, eons passed as Jordan continued to answer challenge
after challenge
after challenge
after challenge
after challenge
until one day,
roughly
10 septillion years later,
Jordan approached the 800 octillionth question.
All right, Jordan, here's the last question.
Then I'll finally have friends.
You choose this lonely path of near endless test taking instead of just spending a little time with people because your greatest fear is not being accepted. True or false?
What? That's not a math question.
And yet it is the question.
But I don't know why I chose this path. We started so long ago. How am I even supposed to remember?
If you want friends, you must answer honestly.
My parents and I have moved so many times, and each time it got scarier and scarier to put myself out there to meet new people.
True or false, Jordan? Are you afraid?
It's true. There, you got me. Are you happy?
That answer is... correct!
It is!
Now that you are finally being honest with yourself, you are free to leave this place and free to finally be your true self!
Wait, I'm going back now?
Congrats, dude!
Hot dog vendor!
Remember, just be the person you want to be, and true friends will find you.
What do you mean, be the person I want to be? I don't understand!
You will! Also, would you like a hot dog?
Huh? I'm back at the vending machine factory!
Jordan, there you are! Whoa, you're...
Daniel, before you say anything, I just want you to know that I'm sorry I was rude to you earlier. The truth is, I was scared you wouldn't like me, which stopped me from simply being myself. But I'm not scared anymore. You think you could be friends with a human boy like me?
Oh, Jordan, no.
Oh, I see. That's cool. You know,
no,
it's not
no,
like
no.
Everyone connects.
I mean, I would love to be your friend. It's just you're not a human boy anymore. You're
a vending machine?
Mom! Dad! Oh my gosh, you're right! I'm full of hot dogs! Awesome!
Is it?
Don't you get it? The magic of math textbook world has given me courage to see myself as a part of this community. I belong. That being said, I think the magic might have taken the idea a bit too literally by transforming me into a vending machine. But hey, I'm still me, and I'm ready to make some friends.
I'll be your friend.
Cool!
Honey, did you follow any of that?
Carl, he just made a friend. Let's not push it.
Roger.
Hey, Jordan, you want to come over to my house after this?
Sure thing. I just have one question, though.
What's that, son?
Would you like a hot dog?
I don't get that joke.
The end!
We'll be right back after a quick word for the grown-ups.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, just go to... Jeez, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall, kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Incredible! Wow, William! Okay, so was I right? Were you able to guess the ending? Well, if you were, color me impressed. Thanks again to all of the kids who sent us their stories. We really loved reading every single one of them. And thanks to our partners, Universal Pictures Home Entertainment and Illumination, for helping us celebrate the new animated family comedy migration. We'll see you later in the week for another brand new episode of the Story Pirates Podcast. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Lee Overtree, and Andrew Miller. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Sam Baer, Bobby Lord, Jack Mitchell, and Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. The Boy Who Wanted a Friend was adapted by Peter McNerney. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Andrew Barbado, Matt Cox, Sasha Diamond, Chris Ferry, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Mark Vigent, and Matt Zimbrano.